Hello.
Two couples were walking one Sunday to church.
星期天有两对夫妇走在去教会的路上。
Mike walked holding his wife's hand and carrying both their Bibles.
麦克牵着他妻子的手，拿着他们二人的圣经。
Augustin walked in front of his wife, and she carried everything.
奥古斯丁走在他妻子的前面，他妻子拿着所有的东西。
Each man was tempted to evaluate the other's marriage.
两位丈夫都忍不住想要评论另外一个人的婚姻。
Mike wondered if Augustin and his wife had had a fight.
麦克想是不是奥古斯丁和他太太吵架了。
He thought it was inconsiderate that Augustin made her carry everything.
Mike 觉得奥古斯丁不够体贴，让他太太自己一个人拎东西。
Augustin wondered if Mike mistrusted his wife.
奥古斯丁怀疑麦克是否信任他的太太。
Was he holding her hand to keep her from running away?
是不是牵着他的太太的手，为了让他防止他逃跑呢？
He must have thought her somewhat incapable.
Mike 觉得奥古斯丁一定是觉得他太太手无缚鸡之力。
He didn't even let her carry anything.
所以什么都不让他拿。
Our culture often influences what we think is proper in marriage.
我们的文化背景经常左右我们对婚姻的看法。
Sometimes identical principles express themselves differently.
有的时候同样的原则有着不同的表达方式。
But whether similar or different, our actions arise out of the principles we assume or presume to be true.
无论我们的行为是否相同，我们行为的出发点是源自于我们对于正确原则的认知。
Some years ago, the author of a magazine article made a perceptive observation.
几年前，一篇杂志文章的作者做出了一个有见地的观察。
The most dangerous thing in our culture is not that against which we battle, but that which we embrace.
我们文化中最危险的事物不是我们所对抗的，而是我们所接纳的。
We often unconsciously embrace cultural attitudes toward marriage and our responsibilities in marriage.
我们时常无意识地接纳文化当中对于婚姻的态度和包括我们在婚内的责任。
Since God has designed marriage, we need to embrace His principles for marriage.
婚姻是神所设立的，所以我们需要去接纳神所设立关乎于婚姻的原则。
We need to accept the roles which He has given to husbands and wives.
我们需要去接受神给丈夫和妻子在婚姻中的角色。
Otherwise, we face the danger of a malfunctioning marriage.
否则，我们将会面对失衡婚姻所带来的危险。
We face the danger of missing God's blessing.
我们将会面对失去神祝福的危险。
And we face the greater danger of failing to honor God.
而我们将会面对更大的危险，则是无法荣耀神。
Man has been in rebellion against God since Adam and Eve.
从亚当和夏娃开始，人就在对抗神。
By nature, mankind tends to twist what God wants.
天然的人性当中有一种惯性，想要去扭曲神的心意。
They do not understand the good which God has created.
老我不懂得神所创造的美好。
But God, by His Spirit, uses His Word to renew the minds of believers.
但是神通过他的灵，使用他的道来更新信徒的心思意念。
We can and should think correctly about the roles which God has given to husbands and wives.
这样，我们这些信徒应该也有能力可以去正确的思考神给丈夫和妻子在婚姻中的角色。
There are two extended passages in the New Testament which address the responsibility of husbands and wives in marriage.
新约圣经中有两段经文描述了丈夫和妻子在婚姻中的责任。
The first is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33.
第一段在以弗所书五章二十二到三十三节。
The second is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 7.
第二段在彼得前书三章，我们今天刚刚念过。
It would be possible to take one sermon to address wives and another to address husbands.
我们可以专门用一堂讲道来对妻子描述，另外一堂讲道针对丈夫。
But it's especially helpful to keep the mutual responsibilities in balance.
但是平衡的考量两者之间相互的责任。
Therefore, it's better to look at each passage completely.
能带给我们很多帮助，所以两节经文都需要我们完整的去考量。
And for the sake of time, that will take two sermons.
因为时间的缘故，看完两段圣经需要两堂讲道。
Today we will look only at 1 Peter 3.
所以我们今天只来看彼得一书第三章。
The Apostle Peter was writing to believers who were facing persecution and trials.
在这里呢，使徒保罗写信给正在面对逼迫和审判的信徒们。
Those trials were coming from government authorities, from employers, and in the case of slaves, from their masters.
这些审判来自于政府机构，上司，对于当时的奴隶来说，来自于他们的主人。
There was no fairness in the persecution.
在这些逼迫中没有公平可言。
But Peter told his readers to submit to proper authorities.
但是彼得仍然告诉他的读者们去顺服权柄。
Elsewhere, the Apostle Paul wrote that believers should give everyone what is owed, including respect and honor.
在另一卷书信中，罗马书，使徒保罗写道，凡人所当得的就给他，这其中包括了尊重和荣耀。
This is part of leading good lives.
这是好生命的一部分。
Unbelievers who see the good lives of believers will one day glorify God.
这样可以让不信的人看到信徒的好生命，就当归荣耀给神。
God requires from husbands and wives certain responsibilities toward each other.
神给予丈夫和妻子在婚姻中相互的责任。
As part of God's design of marriage, these responsibilities are owed to the spouse.
在神对于婚姻的计划当中，个人要对他的另一半履行这些义务。
God does not intend them to be burdens.
神的心意不是让这些责任变成负担。
When properly functioning, they bring God's blessing.
在一段正常的婚姻中，这些责任可以带来神的祝福。
It honors God.
它可以荣耀神。
Such marriages even picture the relationship between Jesus Christ and the church.
合神心意的婚姻甚至可以用来比作基督和教会之间的关系。
Peter takes six verses in chapter 3 to focus on the responsibilities of wives.
彼得在第三中用了六节经文聚焦在妻子的责任。
He addresses husbands in verse 7.
用第七节来跟丈夫讲话。
There is one primary command for wives, which Peter states in verse 1.
给妻子们有一个主要的命令，在第一节中彼得写道。
In the same verse, he also states a possible outcome of obeying that command.
同一节经文中，彼得也提到遵守这项命令所带来的后果。
Then he spends the rest of the first six verses describing how that obedience is expressed.
接下来的六节经文，它描述了如何去表达这种顺服在我们生命当中。
Many today will struggle with the command in verse 1.
在今天第一节中提到的命令，对于很多人来说是一种挑战。
Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
Understanding the biblical meaning of submission will somewhat ease the struggle with that command.
明白顺服在圣经中的含义，能帮助我们战胜这条挑战所带来的这条命令所带来的挑战。
But it does not remove the challenge.
但这不能完全挪去这个挑战。
Look at verse 1.
让我们一起来看第一节。
Peter begins with a comparison.
彼得做了一个对比。
In the same way, be submissive to your husbands.
英文翻译中是同样的，妻子应当顺服自己的丈夫。
Go back to chapter 2 to see what he's referring to.
这里面呢，我们就需要回到第二章来看，彼得在这里面说的同样的是指什么。
In verses 13 and 14, Peter says to submit to government authorities.
第二章中13和14节，彼得说要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王。
In verse 18, slaves were to submit to their masters.
二章十八节中说，你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人。
The person who submits accepts direction from the other.
顺服的人是需要接受别人的带领。
It can refer both to one's attitude and one's functional relationship.
顺服可以指向一个人的态度和一个人的关系。
The attitude of every believer should be one of mutual submission, according to Ephesians 5:21.
以弗所书5章21节讲到，每个信徒的态度应该是彼此顺服。
It does not imply superiority or inferiority.
但这并不代表地位上的不平等。
This is clear also in this passage.
在这一点在我们今天的这节经文中也可以看到。
In 1 Peter 3:7, husband and wife are equal heirs of the gracious gift of life.
彼得一书三章七节讲到，妻子与丈夫要一同承受生命之恩。
Submission, however, does refer to functional relationships.
顺服确实是指向正常的关系。
In marriage, a wife is to accept the leading of her husband.
在婚姻中，妻子应该接受丈夫的带领。
This passage and Ephesians 5 describes that leading.
我们看彼得前书和以弗所书五章一同描述了这种带领。
The husband should lead with sacrificial love.
丈夫应该用奉献无私的爱来带领妻子。
And that leadership requires knowing his wife well.
这种带领要求丈夫非常了解他的妻子。
And this will be the point in verse 7.
这一点我们在第七节中可以看到。
There are people who criticize this principle of submission in marriage.
有些人会谴责这种婚姻中顺服的原则。
They may rightly see the abuse.
他们会正确地指出这种原则被误用。
Or they may react to the principle.
或者只是很简单地去回应这一原则。
It's difficult to submit.
顺服很难。
And there are various reasons for both the criticism and the difficulty.
关于顺服的谴责还有困难有很多的原因。
A major reason is sin.
一个主要的原因就是罪。
It's difficult to submit to imperfect, sinful leaders.
顺服一个不完美有罪的领导非常难。
Husbands may sin in how they lead.
丈夫在带领的过程当中可能犯罪。
Or they may sin in failing to lead.
他们也可能在无所作为中犯罪。
Now just think of Adam and Eve.
来，我们一起回顾一下亚当和夏娃。
Adam was present when Eve took and ate the forbidden fruit.
夏娃拿起果子吃的时候，亚当也在场。
He said nothing.
亚当却什么也没说。
When God confronted Adam, he blamed Eve for his sin.
当神质问亚当的时候，亚当把罪过都推到了夏娃身上。
He failed to lead and then lied.
亚当并没有起到当头的作用，而且撒了谎。
God also pronounced a curse that from then on the husband would tend to lord it over his wife.
在这之后神也咒诅人类丈夫必要管辖妻子。
That is depraved leadership.
这是一种堕落的领导。
And that makes submitting difficult.
这种带领使得顺服变得更加困难。
Wives might sin in refusing to submit.
妻子可能在拒绝顺服的过程当中犯罪。
General sinful human stubbornness might cause this.
人类本性中的顽梗悖逆可能是原因之一。
But it may also be part of the curse of sin.
这也是当初神咒诅的一部分。
As part of the curse on Adam and Eve, God said that a wife would seek mastery over her husband.
在英文翻译中，这段经文，上帝跟夏娃说，你必恋慕你的丈夫，翻译为你想要妻子想要管辖丈夫，翻译上有点不太一样。
Despite the difficulty in submitting to a husband, this is the command which God gives to wives.
虽然顺服丈夫很难，但这确实是神给妻子们的命令。
In a sinful world, this will be difficult.
在一个充满罪恶的世界中，这一点很难做到。
But when both husband and wife are striving to be godly, it will not be as difficult.
但如果二人同心竭力追求神，就没有这么难了。
And there will be blessings.
这个会带来祝福。
Does this mean that a wife should obey everything a husband commands?
那么这是否意味着妻子需要遵守丈夫所给她的所有指令呢？
No.
No.
It excludes sinful behavior.
这里面我们要除去犯罪。
Paul wrote that wives should submit in the Lord.
保罗写道，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
And that would exclude sinning.
这里面就不包含去犯罪。
But it does include cases where the husband is in rebellion against God.
但某一些情况，这里包含了一个丈夫正在对抗神。
He may make unwise choices.
丈夫也有可能做出不明智的选择。
And that's the context of 1 Peter 3.
这正是彼得一书三章的背景。
Look at verse 1 again.
我们一起再来看第一节。
Peter refers to a husband who does not obey the word.
这里面彼得正是在描述一个不顺服神道的丈夫。
Now this verse though also introduces one possible outcome of submitting.
这节经文里面也介绍了顺服带来的一种可能性。
When a wife submits, it may bring about spiritual changes in the husband.
当一个妻子顺服丈夫的时候，这可能带来丈夫灵里面的改变。
Now verse 6, Peter refers to Sarah and Abraham.
第六节中，彼得讲到萨拉和亚伯拉罕的故事。
He uses Sarah as an example of right behavior.
彼得用萨拉来做我们的榜样。
This implies that Peter is thinking of husbands who are professing believers.
这里面我们就可以看出彼得在写这段经文的时候想到的是信主的丈夫。
But at the moment, they're disobedient.
但是这位信主的丈夫也有跌倒的时候。
In 1 Corinthians 7, verses 12 to 16, Paul addresses the situation of a believer married to an unbeliever.
哥林多前书七章十二到十六节，保罗描述了信徒和非信徒之间婚姻的状况。
God in some way sets apart the unbelieving spouse.
神会因着信主的一半，把另外一半也分别出来。
But that does not mean that they will become a believer.
但这不代表另外一半会一定会成为信徒。
Peter's statement in 1 Peter 3:1 is not an absolute promise.
在这里，彼得前书三章第一节不是一个绝对的应许。
In Corinthians, Paul left the effects on the unbelieving spouse as an open question.
在哥林多前书里，保罗并没有明确的指出，顺服在非信徒一半身上的效应。
It's clear that God will use the godly life of the believer to work in the unbelieving spouse.
我们可以明确的知道，神确实会使用信徒虔诚的生活去影响一个不信主的配偶。
But Peter's statement is not a guarantee because no one lives perfectly.
但保德不好意思，彼得在这里做的写的一段经文不能保证这一点，因为没有人能活出完美的生命。
I struggled with Peter and Paul. Peter spends the remaining verses through verse 6 describing what submission looks like.
在接下来的六节经文中呢，彼得提出了顺服实际的表现形式。
First, submission expresses itself in behavior.
第一，顺服表现在行为当中。
It's also an attitude.
也是一种态度。
But it can be an action without words.
也可以是一种无声的行动。
Now, this does not mean absolute silence.
这也不代表着完全的沉默。
It does mean that preaching and nagging is not the way to persuade your husband.
顺服意味着唠唠叨叨和讲道并不是一个很好说服的方式。
It's the purity and reverence of their lives that become the wife's most persuasive tool.
温柔和安静敬虔才是一个妻子最具有说服力的工具。
This probably refers to her reverence to God.
这里面的敬虔是指着对于上帝的敬虔。
Peter already referred to this reverence in chapter 1, verse 17.
彼得在一章十七节里面提到这种敬虔。
The wife should so live that her husband can see that she really believes that there is a God who demands justice.
妻子应该在她丈夫面前活出见证，证实她真的相信有一位公义的上帝。
She becomes a constant reminder that there is a holy God.
妻子应该时常提醒她的丈夫，我们的神是圣洁的神。
God is watching.
神正在暗处查看我们。
He wants holiness from his children.
他也希望看到我们生命中的圣洁。
Pure and respectful behavior includes how you talk about things.
这种圣洁敬虔的行为包括我们口中的言语。
Be careful about complaining.
要小心对待抱怨。
Don't criticize your husband in front of others.
不要在别人面前批评你的丈夫。
Don't gossip about your husband or anyone else.
也不要在背后说关于你丈夫或者其他人的闲话。
Treat people, even your husband, kindly.
善待所有人，这也包括你的丈夫。
Second, submission expresses itself in the way a wife tries to be attractive.
第二，顺服也体现在一个妻子的装扮上。
Peter talks about her beauty in verse 3.
第三节中，彼得提到了一个妻子的美。
Then he mentions her adornment.
也提到了她的妆容。
In verse 5, he writes about women making themselves beautiful.
第五节里面提到女人的装扮。
The wife should not emphasize outward beauty, but inner beauty.
妻子应该注重内在美，而不是外在的装饰。
In particular, Peter says in verse 4 that our beauty should be the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
在第四节中特别提到，只要在里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
To be gentle and quiet is not a sign of weakness.
温柔和安静不是软弱的象征。
The Bible describes both Moses and Jesus as being gentle or meek.
圣经里面记载摩西和耶稣行为举止谦卑柔和。
God values this as something beautiful.
神视这为美。
He also says that he will use it in the heart of a disobedient husband.
神也会使用这种谦卑柔和去影响一个悖逆的丈夫。
Now you as a woman can fairly easily determine whether you are emphasizing the inner or outer person.
作为一个女人，你可以简单的判断你是更加注重内在还是外在美。
Just look where you spend your time, money, or effort.
只要来看一下你是怎么使用你的时间、金钱和精力。
What disturbs you most?
什么才能最能影响你的情绪呢？
For example, how much does it bother you that your hair is not just how you want it?
举例说明，当你今天的发型不符合你的心意的时候，你的心情会受到多大的影响？
How does that compare to your concern for hurtful words that may come out of your mouth?
相较于从你口中所出的刻薄的言语，哪个会给你带来更大的影响呢？
Now this does not mean that outward appearance has no place.
这也不代表着外貌完全不重要。
Some take this to the wrong extreme.
有些人会走向另外一个极端。
They seem to think that looking unattractive or wearing no jewelry is a virtue.
他们会认为看起来没有任何吸引力，也不穿戴任何的装饰是一种美德。
But that misses the point.
这也完全走偏了。
It even is contrary to what Peter says.
这种想法跟彼得在这里的教导完全相反。
It becomes a different type of emphasis on the outward appearance.
这另一种极端成为了一种重视外貌的表现方式。
Now this also places some responsibility upon men.
这一点上呢，男士也要负一些责任。
Men should appreciate and praise the right things.
男士应该欣赏和赞美正确的事物。
Praise and appreciate proper attitudes and actions.
给予正确的态度和行为适当的欣赏和赞美。
Husbands and fathers, you will help your wives and daughters if you do so.
丈夫们和爸爸们，你们如果这么做，会给予你们的妻子和女儿很大的帮助。
Just consider this practically.
让我们实际的来考量一下这件事。
Men, an attractive woman has certainly caught your eye at some point.
男士们，一个有吸引力的女性肯定在某一个时间点上抓住了你的眼球。
Has your opinion ever changed instantly when she opened her mouth and spoke?
当他张嘴说话的时候，你的态度有没有有180度的转变呢？
Ugly words reveal an ugly heart.
丑陋的言语揭示了丑陋的内心。
Jesus said that the mouth speaks from the heart.
耶稣说过，唯独出口的是从心里发出来的。
Do you remember the warnings in the book of Proverbs?
你们还记得在箴言里面的警告吗？
It says that a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping.
里面写到妻子的争吵如雨连连滴漏。
Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife.
宁可住在房顶的角上，不在宽阔的房屋与争吵的妇人同住。
It warns against the flattery of an adulterous woman.
同时箴言也警告我们要远离妇人的谄媚。
The inward person is most important.
内在的人格才是最重要的。
It's the attitude of submission that is attractive.
有顺服的态度，这才是最有吸引力的。
It's the attitude of submission that God uses to persuade and move a husband.
神会使用顺服的态度去说服和牵动一个丈夫。
It's the attitude of submission that God wants.
神想要的也是顺服的态度。
Now Peter addresses husbands with relative briefness.
在这里彼得对于丈夫们的叮嘱比较短。
It's only one verse.
只有一节经文。
But they do not get off easy.
这并不代表丈夫们的责任比较轻松。
He packs a lot in this one verse.
在这里一节圣经当中，彼得放了很多内容进去。
Less text does not mean easier responsibility.
篇幅较短不代表责任更容易。
It's important to see the connection with the previous verses.
我们在这里也要继续来看上下文前面的经文。
And only then will you understand the fundamental attitude which husbands should have.
这样我们才能真正明白丈夫所应有的基本的态度。
Peter ties what he says in verse 7 to the previous verses.
彼得把第七节和前面的经文连在一起。
Look at verse 7.
一起来看第七节。
Peter says, in the same way.
这里面英文翻译 in the same way, 同样的。
That points back to verses 1 through 6 and particularly to verse 1.
在这里面同样的其实是指到一到六节，特别是第一节。
And it points back to the instructions in chapter 2.
也是指第二章。
The grammar makes this point as well.
原文的语法当中也反映了这一点。
In the original, there's no main, new main verb in verse 7.
在原文当中，第七节并没有新的主要动词出现。
The verbal ideas are dependent upon the main verb in verse 1.
这里面第七节的动词附属于第一节里面的主要动词。
And that logically connects it to chapter 2 as well.
这第一节又在逻辑上连接于第二章。
Therefore, the fundamental attitude of a husband to his wife should be mutual Christian service.
所以，一个丈夫对于他妻子基本态度应该是在主内彼此的顺服服侍。
There's a submitting of his personal desires to the needs of his wife as he leads.
这就包含了在领导的过程当中放下个人的欲望去满足妻子的需求。
The husband should have the same attitude of submissive service which Christ had.
丈夫应该有基督的态度，就是顺从的服侍。
That's back in chapter 2, verse 21.
我们来看第二章二十二节。
To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps. Do you have that in there?
Yes, one second.二章二十二节写的。到他并没有221啊 OK 呀、yeah, 你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟从他的脚踪行。
Jesus was Lord and Master according to John 13:13.
约翰福音十三章十三节里面讲到耶稣是主，是我们的主人。
But Jesus came to serve and not be served.
但是他来了不是为了被人服侍，而是为了服侍他人。
It is true that the husband is the head of his wife.
是的，丈夫是妻子的头。
But as head, he must act as Christ does.
但是作为头，他要效法基督的行为。
Paul describes the headship of Jesus as self-sacrificing in Ephesians 5.
在以弗所书五章中，保罗讲到基督是教会的头，为教会舍己。
But that chapter's for the next sermon.
我们会在下一堂讲道中讲到这一。
But note that the self-sacrificing service of Jesus is the example for husbands to follow.
这里我们看到耶稣舍己的服侍是丈夫们所需要追求的榜样。
In 1 Peter 3:7, Peter gives two specific expressions of that loving service.
在彼得一书三章 七节里面，彼得写到了两个用爱心去服侍的表现。
The NIV translates the first as be considerate as you live with your wives.
NIV 这个翻译当中翻译为 be considerate, 要体贴妻子。
The English word considerate could be misleading.
在这里英语的翻译体贴 considerate 可能不是很准确。
It also does not give the full sense of this command.
这种翻译也不能全面的去表达这里的神的命令。
The older authorized version has dwell with them according to knowledge.
另外一个版本 dwell with them according to knowledge 和我们的和合本译本比较接近，就是按情理同住。
That's very close to a literal translation.
这个是比较接近原文的意思。
Another translation, live with your wives in an understanding way.
另外一种翻译可以作为要去理解你的妻子在跟她同住的时候。
Husbands need to know their wives.
丈夫需要了解他的妻子。
They are to live with their wives in a manner that shows that they know their wives well.
他们与妻子生活的时候要展现出来他们这种了解。
This places certain demands upon the husband.
这里责任命令是落在丈夫的身上。
Living or dwelling together requires time.
在一起生活居住需要时间。
Husbands need to spend time with their wives to get to know them.
丈夫需要花时间与妻子在一起去了解她。
Only then can they minister properly to their needs.
只有这样，丈夫才能适当地服侍妻子的需要。
To be considerate means to give thought in our actions to who she is and what she needs.
按情理同住，去体贴，包括我们在日常行为中反映出对妻子的个性和需要的了解。
This requires that we understand such things as what encourages our wives.
这里就包括知道怎么什么东西可以激励到我们的妻子。
What discourages them?
什么会使他们灰心？
What will help them grow spiritually?
什么可以帮助他们属灵的成长？
What is best for them?
什么对他们才是最好的？
Then on the basis of that knowledge, we live with them.
在这种知识的基础上，我们和他们一起居住。
The husband's role as head is not to have her serve him.
丈夫作为头不是为了要求妻子去服侍他。
The husband is to lead in a way that benefits his wife.
丈夫带领是为了要给妻子带来更多的好处。
And it should especially benefit her spiritual well-being.
特别是妻子属灵的生命。
The second command is to treat them with respect.
第二个命令是要尊重妻子。
The word respect means to honor or to treat as valuable.
尊重可以翻译另一种说法是重视或者视为有价值。
Giving honor to your wife is treating her as something valuable.
重视妻子指的就是视她为有价值的。
The creation of man and woman as reported in Genesis implies this.
这一点上在上帝创造男人和女人的过程当中可以看出来。
God created woman after he had shown Adam his need.
上帝在向亚当显现了亚当的需要之后才创造了女人。
In other words, before God created Eve, Adam learned first her value.
换言之，上帝在创造夏娃之前，亚当已经学习了夏娃的价值。
Husbands should treat their wives as valuable.
丈夫应该对待妻子如同贵重物品。
A husband needs his wife.
一个丈夫需要他的妻子。
This with the command to live according to knowledge helps us understand Peter's description of her as the weaker partner.
这个命令和上一个命令结合在一起，可以帮助我们了解彼得为什么说女人是更加软弱。
Literally, it's a weaker vessel.
原文里面是指软弱的器皿。
The Greek language used vessel figuratively for the body.
希腊文中器皿这一词用来比喻身体。
It was also the wordused for common household containers.
器皿当然也代表了家里面常用的容器。
And this gives us an illustration to help understand.
这种描述帮助我们去理解这段经文。
We need not consider weaker as something negative.
我们不需要把软弱看作为是负面的。
In the context, husbands should be treating their wives as valuable.
在上下文中，这里面应该被理解为丈夫应该视妻子为至宝。
We treat our china and porcelain dishes as fragile in comparison to our plasticware.
相较于我们的塑料器具，我们在对待瓷器的时候会比较小心。
But china dishes are also valuable.
但是瓷器比较贵重。
The use of the term vessel may imply that Peter is thinking of less physical strength.
彼得用器皿一词也可以理解为他想象的是力气上的差距。
Our separate Olympic sports testifies to our own recognition that there is a physical difference in the strength of men and women.
奥林匹克竞赛男女是分开的，这也表示了我们承认男女在力气上的差距。
If that's the case here, then Peter is reminding the men to live with this in mind and not to devalue their wives because of it.
如果是这样的话呢，彼得是想要提醒男士们要留意这一点，但不能因为女人的身体上的软弱就觉得她没有价值。
Peter also tells husbands that they should honor their wives as heirs together of the grace of life.
更进一步，彼得告诉丈夫们，你们应当敬重妻子，因为她要与你一同承受生命之恩。
Believing husbands and wives are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
相信丈夫和妻子在主内是弟兄姐妹。
Even though God has given functional differences to them, there is no spiritual priority of one over the other.
虽然主给了我们不同的功用，在灵里面并没有区分。
Finally, Peter says that if husbands are not obedient in this area, then their prayers would be hindered.
最后，彼得指出，如果丈夫在这一方面不顺服的话，他们的祷告将会受到阻碍。
This follows what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5.
这一点也符合耶稣在登山宝训里面的教导。
If you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar.
马太福音五章，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前。
First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift.
先去与弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
Make sure things are right with your believing wife, your sister in Christ, before you come to God.
先和你信主的妻子、主内的姐妹和好，然后再来见神。
If you don't expect your prayers to be effective.
如果你不这么做的话，不要指望你的祷告有果效。
The responsibility of the wife to submit will be less difficult if the husband is leading as he should be.
妻子顺服的责任会变得没有那么难，如果丈夫可以正确的带领。
And the responsibility of the husband to lead selflessly and with respect for his wife will be less difficult if she has adorned herself with a gentle and quiet spirit.
同样的，丈夫舍己的带领和敬重妻子的责任会变得更简单，如果妻子可以以温柔安静的心为装饰。
Our sinful nature will battle against it.
我们的罪性想要与此征战。
But God by His Spirit enables His children to live victoriously.
但神通过他的灵帮助他的儿女去活，过得胜的生活。
Mike and Augustine were from two different cultures.
回到麦克和奥古斯丁，他们来自于两个不同的文化背景。
Mike and his wife were from North America.
麦克和他的妻子来自于北美。
Augustine and his wife were from Central Africa.
奥古斯丁和他的妻子来自于非洲中部。
They expressed their principles differently.
他们表达原则的方式不一样。
But in this case, they shared the same principles.
但这里他们分享着同一个原则。
Mike was showing the affection and consideration which his wife needed and desired.
麦克向他妻子所表达的体贴和情感正是他的妻子所需要和想要的。
Augustin as well was showing consideration for his wife in a culturally appropriate manner.
奥古斯丁同样在以他们文化中适当的方式去体贴他的妻子的需求。
To have treated her as Mike treated his wife would have embarrassed and hurt her.
如果奥古斯丁用麦克的方式去对待自己的妻子，这样会使他觉得尴尬和受伤。
And both wives willingly submitted to their husbands.
这里面两位妻子都甘心顺服他们的丈夫。
If you're married, these are important principles to apply in your marriage.
如果你已婚，这些原则在你的婚姻生活中很重要。
If you're not married, don't just ignore these principles.
如果你还未婚，也不要轻视这些原则。
If marriage is a possibility, carefully consider what your biblical responsibilities would be before entering marriage.
如果婚姻对你来说是一种可能性，请你在进入婚姻之前仔细地思考圣经所告诉你的责任。
Women, are you ready to submit?
女士们，你们准备好顺服了吗？
Men, are you ready to lead selflessly and work at knowing your wife?
男士们，你们准备好舍己的带领，并且积极的去了解你的妻子吗？
If you're single and don't see marriage as a possibility, consider the challenges which marriage brings.
如果你单身，而且暂时不考虑结婚，也请思考婚姻可能带来的挑战。
These are not easy tasks, especially if the partner is sinning.
这些都不是容易做到的功课，特别是如果一方正在犯罪。
Singleness may have spared you from some difficult times.
单身可能会使你更少地遇到这些困难。
Pray for one another.
彼此代祷。
Encourage one another.
互相勉励。
And grow together for the glory of God.
一起为着神的荣耀成长。
阿门。
阿门。